He looked like a pretty boy. Oh, pretty boy.
Strapped in chains.
Yeah.
Bound to my violent form. Heavy hearted with the severed soul.
I didn't know we had the voice.
Yeah, yeah, look at him.
We only got a haircut and everything, huh?
Watch him hold him. For the cursed. He has a really good vocal coming up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll hear the vocal.
Hey.
Fantastic. Hey, that was, what was the name, the Impasse by, what was the name of the band there?
The Dyson Mine.
Dyson Mine. Let's go. Our welcome back to Gamer Lee. Daddy's podcast. My bad, Josh. I didn't mean to cut you out, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I just want to shout out to Weavy with the video there. A very good song, man. Very good. I know he sang. I never heard a song, and that's impressive. That was a good show.
Dude, he was always like doing that when we used to work together, and he used to sing, and I used to catch him, and then I'd catch him, and I'd tell him to do what he did, and he would be so, you know, like, shy about it. Dude, if you had a voice like that, I'd...
Yeah, get after it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get after him. Like, dude, like, I would always praise him about his freaking voice,
man.
Like, man, that's pretty good, Weave. That's pretty good.
Yeah, good job, Weave. I like that, man.
Jonathan Weaver, man.
Good yeah, guy. Check him out, guys. Look him out. He's all information. The Impasse by Dyson Mind. YouTube, go get some views, man. So we are back again, Gamer Daddies. I am Josh Melodrama. This is who?
This is Eric Galarza, also known as Porterhouse.
Porterhouse, what's up, baby? This is Fat Matt, Lunatic Beast. What's up? Welcome back to Gamer Daddy's podcast. We are live now on YouTube and on Facebook, so let's go. We're here tonight.
Yeah. This is going to be fun, man. I want to thank Dork Productions. They're putting this all together, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, Dork Productions. Yeah, if anybody needs to do a podcast or you have an idea for a podcast, you know, hit them up, man. Get your idea rolling, man, because this is what we do. This is what we're trying to shine. So this is where we at.
Yeah, man, and it's a lot of fun. They got so much. Every time I walk in here, I get, you know, something else shocks me, man. You know, I knew about our little music icons.
Yeah.
You know, all that was cool. Then found out we can make phone calls. Then you get to see the live video. That's impressive. It's very professional.
It's pretty dope.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, it's a real deal.
What are we getting to first, man?
So, what y'all, I want to go ahead and bring up, so y'all seen that new Warzone map, right? The new one for the Pacific. Are you excited for that?
I have not seen it, to be honest with you.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not seen it.
Let me go ahead and pull it up for you real quick. I mean, shit looks dope.
When is this coming out?
Oh, yeah. That's...
When is that coming out?
Yeah, there you go. I was wondering if you could get back feedback.
Yeah. I just needed to pull up the chat feed for that, so...
So
this is a side view from the water, is what the water looks like. I don't know, kind of see.
Yeah, I see it on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. They say it got leaked.
Well, when's the release date, it says?
After November 5th, so after Vanguard drops.
Okay, so after the
it's going to be Halloween. A mashup.
That's still about, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, almost. I'm ready. Are y'all pretty excited for it?
It's going to be fun. Any change is good.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Okay, now is this going to be just the multiplayer or the actual Warzone map?
This is Warzone map. This is the actual Warzone map.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is just a little design they kind of leaked out. This ain't probably the final.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But, you know, this is just something that they kind of leaked out of what kind of graphics we're going to be getting. All
right, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, there goes Josh and Porter laying down on top of each other.
That's cool. That's gonna be fun. Yeah, I think
they have that new new screen.
Yeah, what do y'all think about the haunting? I know you don't like the haunting in Verdansk.
So we played it again, and this is what bothered me. We played the whole game, I did not get killed with a bullet one time. I didn't get shot with a bullet one time.
No?
And I died four times.
Damn. I think that first game I played with y'all, I knocked out, I got 9 kills.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he played good. Yeah, he played with us. I got mad and we went back to regular Warzone.
Yeah, because I'm already used to the zombies one. So
the first time I was playing. Okay. Yeah. What's it called?
I like the scare jumps. I wish they would throw the scare jumps in the regular Warzone at least.
I haven't got one yet. I haven't got a scare jump yet. I've been playing. I've opened boxes. I've been running around like a madman, and I haven't got jump scared one time from any of it.
That fear meter. Have you got your fear meter all?
Oh yeah.
You started hallucinating and stuff?
Yeah, you started just seeing stuff starts popping up, little blood, spiders, flies.
Yeah, there was a whole shootout in front of me today. It wasn't a
shootout.
What? Yeah, he said bullets were flying everywhere.
Bullets everywhere flying around. It was pretty cool.
I mean, it is kind of cheesy looking whenever it does like disappear from there. It just you see it just disappear from the screen. It doesn't really like blend in.
You will die if your scare meter is full. And you're gonna get into a fight, and you hallucinate at that fight. Oh man!
You're done.
You can't see or hear anybody, so you're done.
Yeah, they throw that little screen flash in front of you.
I haven't gotten into that yet. Every time my meter started getting real too high, I went and got in the little safe zone, or I jumped up there and killed a couple guys.
Yeah.
And then of course the ghost comes right down and killed me. God dang it! Yeah. I hate the ghost killing.
Yeah.
I think this is the most skins that I've seen dominate. Warzone. Like everyone has that scream or that ghost face costume. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like everyone has it. This is probably their, biggest, payday as far as, money coming from, us, the consumers, or the paying people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, and you just dropped 20 bones on that new ghost, ghost face skin. You like that?
Yeah, I did. I did, and I did for my son as well.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, he wants it. JD definitely wants that, so, yeah. I want to get that new one, that Flaming Skull one. He does that Ermac moves from Mortal Kombat and shit, rips them apart and shit like that. Yeah. So, the guy who does the zombie ones with the half body guy, he's actually a half body guy. And he does all the motion for them for the half body people on Call of Duty and stuff. Okay. And he's all like super swole, like he's a black guy and he does all that. What's up? Is that Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
Is that on Gamer Daddies or on my page?
I just went live just real quick.
Oh, okay. You're on live. Okay. All right. Cool.
Nice.
Has anybody popped up on ours yet?
Well, we're already live on Facebook too, so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. See if anyone said anything
Want me to go live on Gamer Daddies?
Yeah, I'm trying to go. I'm trying to see on mine. I'm trying to pull up mine because it goes to my personal page too.
We are kind of unprepared.
Yeah, a little all thrown together here, but.
It's a live show, so.
Yeah, I do want to, go over a couple things from last week. I would like to say about our predictions, man. I know Eric had a guy, friend, relative, somebody who was a TCU fan.
Oh, yeah. Definitely have a TCU fan.
Okay. I saw that.
Brandon. His name is Brandon.
Brandon. Okay.
Big TCU fan. Always gives us hell, us Texas Tech, fans hell. Well, and now it's time.
They did great against Texas Tech, and I gave them props. Thinking, as a matter of fact, I picked them to win against Oklahoma. I thought the run game was going to be dominant. I thought they were going to be able to take over the game, and that did not happen. TCU got destroyed badly. Nothing that they did was impressive. The game was over before it started. Bad game. I have a couple picks. I thought it was a clever pick, but me and you both went with it. The Jags getting their first win of the season. I called the Bengals by 20 points. That did cover. That was accurate. Trying to see if there was anything else that stood out.
I don't think we covered points on everybody else except for – I thought we just covered points on the Cowboys.
We only did the exact points on the Cowboys, but I said the Bengals are going to win by 20 points.
Oh, by 20? Okay, so by 20.
Yeah,
okay,
so I knew they were going to win by 20.
Because that's what I did ask for. I was like, I want to know how much points.
But, I wanted to get the real score. LSU, my LSU Tigers, they pulled off the upset against the number 20 Florida Gators. That was huge. That was awesome. Good game. I think it ended 49-42. That was a good game. The overall records last week, I picked a little more than anyone else because I ran some college games. Uh-huh. I did go 12-4. Eric went pretty much only NFL. He did, only NFL. He went 9-2.
Okay.
9-2, that's the best.
That's impressive.
So basically, I know what I'm talking
about. So what percentage is better, 9-2 or 12-4? Is better there?
I'm just saying.
I honestly don't know.
9-2?
9-2 versus 12-4. Which win percentage?
9-2. Because if I'm in two, I'm going to be at, what, 18-4? Is 18-4 better than, you know what I mean? Is 18-4 better
than 12-4? Am I on there? Did I get any score at all?
No, you did. You didn't pick near as many as we did, but you went 5-3. That's a winning record.
Okay, cool.
You beat us both. You took the Cardinals when we both went with the Browns.
Okay.
And then... I think I went
Jaguars, didn't I?
You did go with the Jags. That's one we all got.
Okay.
You did lose that one. You went with the Texans. You went.
Oh, the Texans. I don't know why I did, but I just wanted to be that.
Yeah, there was someone that was commenting with us. There was a Texans fan, and you went with them. But
okay.
Yeah, they got beat. They got beat bad.
Dang.
You went with the Bears as well over the Packers.
Okay.
And that didn't work.
That didn't work?
That didn't work.
Why did I go over the Bears over the Packers? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe you were tipsy.
I was already tipsy. Yeah. I'll make some accurate ones this time. I'm going to get on top. Here we go.
Yeah, we'll have to grab some next ones here in a second.
Yeah, when we get there. I actually want to talk about that beef between DK Metcalf and Shannon Sharp.
Crazy. Did you hear about it, Eric? Did you look into that?
There was beef between them because what's his face?
Shannon Sharp?
No, Metcalf fumbled the ball.
So
everybody was making a big deal about it.
10 seconds on the clock. DK catches the ball on the sideline. Yeah, the right move is to step out of bounds.
Go out of bounds.
He tries to be a hero, get a couple extra yards, and real loose with the ball. Ball gets punched out.
Yeah,
and
by a spectacular defense, by the way.
Steelers.
My gosh, what, you know, opportunities.
Yeah, TJ Watt did his thing, and I give him props, man. Yeah, dude, I mean, it's hard to be in the defensive player, really.
I was trying to tell Josh,
defensive line player,
we should get TJ Watt as like our logo. No,
I think you're tripping already. What?
I'm just saying.
No.
I think we'll get a lot more fans. I'm just saying.
No.
What do I know?
Not
in two. What do I know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What? But
he don't know nothing.
That was a good game. All Shannon Sharp did was did his job. You know, he's a sports commentator.
But he did call him a dumbass play.
No, not at first. He said, "Why would you be the hero right there?"
Yeah, that's why crazy. Would try to be a hero?
And then Shannon Sharp came out and was like, blah blah blah, get off me." And then Shannon Sharp was like, and he said, "You shouldn't question me." And he was like, "I didn't. There's no questioning you. That was a dumbass play." Then they kind of went back and forth, and then Shannon Sharp finally said, "Because DK Metcalf called him a washed up, basically scrub."
Mm-hmm.
And he was like,
DK told him, "Stop questioning me, little boy." And then,
little boy.
Yeah,
we'll call
Shannon
Sharp a little boy. That's crazy.
Yeah. DK is big. But.
Yeah, but you know, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, Shannon Sharp was a big dude also.
He's still right now ripped.
Let me show
this real quick.
Yeah.
All right, so DK Metcalf comes back with, from the looks of it, Shannon Sharp says, "Nothing to question. That was a dumbass play." You were just saying, and said, "And your pride won't let you admit it. You can't question anything I've done. Pray your resume will be as complete as mine.
Mm-hmm.
Pray and enjoy the rest of your day." And then he comes back with, "From the looks of it, I can wipe my ass with yours. Continue to gossip, you washed up wannabe."
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Yeah, you can't talk to somebody like
Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp has a resume like that DK would love to have.
I mean, I'm a DK fan. I'm a Seahawks fan. You just can't. Yeah, that's like us. Going and talking to somebody who first came out with a podcast and like,
or someone who's got 2 million followers. You know?
But also DK Metcalf does have the potential to be a great.
Oh, absolutely. He has a potential. He's got to be there.
I just think he is, way too,
cocky.
No, way
prideful.
Well, everybody hates him. The whole NFL hates him. So
I like him actually. He was in the wrong here. So I guess you said that he did come out and apologize.
Yeah, he did apologize. He said, what you call it? I'm sorry. He doesn't say I'm sorry exactly, but he says that. You know what? I do wish my resume was like yours and this and that. He came out being apologetic.
That's good.
I don't think he said sorry.
Yeah.
Right up, but
he said it in a way.
So
I mean, Shannon Sharp could have been just a dick. I'm like, all right, let's compare career from career right now.
Yeah.
Okay. How many Hall of Fames are you in? Oh, none. Super Bowls, zero appearances. Oh, okay.
Zero appearances.
He could have went down the list. Made him look really dumb. So.
He also has some pretty good records on his resume. Also, some records that hold up still to this day. These title records. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who do we have when we did go to the Super Bowl?
My tight end? I was a white guy with the last name started with a W.
Wasn't it Winslow?
No, Kellen Winslow.
Junior?
No. Let me see here.
Wait, who am I thinking of, Junior?
There was a...
I remember because he went... I think the tight end went after Joey Porter when they made their Super Bowl run. The tight end.
Let me see here.
Jeremy...
Shockey?
Jeremy Stevens.
No, he wasn't there. Jeremy Stevens. Now, that might be it.
Jeremy Stevens. It could be Jeremy Stevens, like I said.
Jeremy Shockey. Damn, I remember Jeremy Shockey. I used to use him in that... Did you ever play NFL Street?
Jeremy Stevens, look at that.
That was good.
Did you ever play that NFL Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to use Jeremy Shockey. I used to use the hell out of Jeremy Shockey on there. He was pretty cold-blooded.
Yeah, Jeremy Stevens called Joey Porter soft.
What?
Yeah. It didn't go too well for Jeremy Stevens.
Hold on, we got a little back air coming. There it is.
It's coming from you.
Oh. It is for me. Fantastic. I'm sorry about that, fellas.
It's all good. All good. All right. Take that off. All right. We're good. All right. I'm trying to bring up these scores and stuff, too, while we're at it.
No, it was just I saw a message from them people waiting.
Who? What is anything now?
They were just like.
I just want to say shout out to Adrian saying what's up on the chat.
What's up, Adrian?
I see you there, Daniel, watching.
Let me see here.
What else we got there?
Well, yeah, that's about it. We ain't got nobody live.
CeCe just said our live's not working, so we might want to double check and make sure that that is the case or if it's not. But
it's not working? I'm on there.
I mean, yeah, are you? Mm-hmm. Okay, she might have just saw when I went live for a second and got off and thought that was it.
Okay. Tell her to go to my Facebook page, and it's on there, to my personal Facebook page.
Okay.
That's going to be the best spot. And if they can't find it on YouTube, can you pull up the YouTube live feed?
I'll check it right now.
Yeah, just go to that Gamer Daddy's page, and it should be on there. It'll say live on the video.
Do I do that?
Yeah, do that. Go to YouTube.
Oh, go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Come on. You got paid YouTube and shit. Come on.
Somebody carry the podcast here, man.
I'm sorry. But also.
Yeah, Daniel said it's working, so.
Okay. Well, then I don't need this.
Yeah, well, you need to put up YouTube for the chat feed.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, because we're live.
I'm pulling up YouTube. All right. Let's see. Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, it's live.
It's live. So we're good. Right, we're good.
Cool.
We're good.
All right. Well, big question. How hurt is your quarterback, Josh?
My quarterback?
No, Dak Prescott. Josh. So Dak Prescott left the game in a boot.
My quarterback? I'm sad. I'm depressed right now.
My quarterback's hurt, too.
I'm depressed.
No, Dak's not hurt. I mean, he's hurt. So here's the scary thing. Every morning at 4:30. Come on, man.
Oh, me?
What kind of porn are you watching,
right? Is that me for real? What am I doing?
Y'all can't find.
So I was live just now.
Can you go to my page then and find my live video from there, and I'll pull up the YouTube one.
Go to Matt's.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah, go to my page. Go to my Facebook page.
No, Facebook page. Go to Matt's Facebook page. You're on YouTube.
And pull up that live feed so you can be able to read the chat. I want to be able to see the chat. Okay.
Oh my god.
I see Daniel. He typed in the chat feed for us.
Yeah. So I type in Matt.
Yeah.
Oh no, Gamer Daddies.
Okay, Gamer Daddies.
No, he said personal. You said go to Matt's personal.
Oh, my personal. Okay, my bad. I forgot you're on.
It's like watching a couple retards. All right,
man. Well, shit. I'm drinking this.
Yeah, look at this.
Grape punch pickle beer. Damn, it's like a fucking Thanks Peter Piper picked a pepper. Yeah. So.
But back to the question here, real quick. We got some stuff, all kinds of stuff.
There it is.
So Dak Prescott, so it's kind of scary because there's a couple things that could happen there. One, he has a calf strain is what they're calling it. Now, there's a million different severities of this. Michael Gallup, week one, got a calf strain, and he's been out every game since, and he's hoping to come back after the bye week for the Cowboys. So that's 6 weeks out.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that's not the case, right?
If that is the case, is that the season? Is that?
We've won enough games and we're playing a bad enough division that so it will.
What if y'all would lose those division games already, though?
No. The division's bad, and we've got two good teams on the resume the rest of the year. We got the Cardinals and the Chiefs.
At the back end, though, right?
Yeah, very end. So and he would be back before the Cardinals game, but No, we'd still make the playoffs, but it would be the end of the season, I guess, to answer your question, because I really feel like we need home field advantage if we're going to make a Super Bowl run. And
you would say that would be the end of
a Super Bowl chance. Now,
how many how many games would it have to be on the L side for you to be like, all right, we're done.
We can't lose more than three games if we want to get having a shot at the number one seed. You know, this year the new NFL rules, you only get one team with a bye week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so
people are really going to go for that. And there's no more, you know, sitting out, you know, this and that. Yeah, and you got to fight for it.
Yeah. So. And I'm really thinking about going to the Cowboys Cardinals game now.
Why do you want to go to that game?
Well, yeah. This could be a good game, actually.
That's what you think we're going to lose. That's why he's saying that.
Yeah, you don't want to go and be disappointed.
Yeah. Jump off the home stands. But it's more like a.
But no, I think that game's gonna come down to the winner gets the number one seed, because the winner will have the tiebreaker over each other.
Yeah. How beautiful. Brought to you by Cashmere Outside. How about that, beer?
What is that?
I gotta say Cashmere Outside because copyright. But it's a Cashmere Outside. How about that IPA? So
where did you get that?
And brought to you from Eskimo Hut. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I bought me a little variety pack of IPAs, and they recommended this to me. So I was like, I said, I like to show off my beers on the podcast. So while I'm on the podcast, I like to show off these beers. So
I didn't know that was a thing, man. That's crazy.
And my Seahawks. So let's go Seahawks. Let's go. Here.
Four beers in, and he's ready to call it a night, though.
Damn,
you do.
Four beers in. Yeah.
Yeah. Call no, I haven't heard anything about Gallup being traded. I personally haven't. I don't know why they would, because right now we've got.
I know why they would, because CC ain't shit. That's why.
But no, I haven't heard anything about him being in trade, because right now we're running with.
There's no value to Gallup.
He's a solid number two receiver on any team in the league. Solid number two receiver.
And, I mean, from the history of the Cowboys, they have solid, great receivers. All of a sudden, and when they go somewhere else, it's like, you know, just like the whole.
See the Cowboys kind of like the Spurs whenever, which is
name? We won all the championships.
Yeah, because there was like no superstars. Everybody was just like, just a good team.
You know. But these past years, the Cowboys have only had like what, Dez? That was a superstar.
While Miles Austin played, he was a superstar. Like I always said, he's never going to be a number one.
Look at his jersey sales. Everyone thought he was like the, you know.
Oh, yeah. Was like the most common jersey. It's the one you could buy at Walmart and shit.
But he was so good because they were triple covering T.O. on the other side. Yeah. So you got. They were the bracket coverage.
If you don't have Ike Taylor on your team, then, you know, I understand. Ike Taylor, you know, intercepted the ball, by the way, when he was covering T.O. I don't know, Josh.
Ike Taylor's garbage.
These are facts. Shout out to Ike Taylor. I follow him on Instagram.
I'd like to shout out Ike Taylor, too.
Hopefully he'll watch this segment. It'll be pretty cool.
And Ike Turner, too.
is Jordan Lopez the Browns fan?
He's the Cardinals fan.
Cardinals, yeah, okay. I knew it was that game. Yeah, you're right.
Your prediction. I predicted Cardinals to win.
No, we both went away because of COVID with Coach.
I'm going to put this over here so I can pay attention to the chatters.
Kingsbury.
Yeah, so.
Dude, why don't people praise Kingsbury more in Lubbock than they do, you know, Pat Mahomes? I understand the whole championship thing, but.
Well, because this is the first time Mahomes is.
My prediction did, though.
Not Mahomes, sorry.
But look what Kingsbury's doing.
Right now?
I mean, why is it not blowing up right now? Why? I mean, right?
Well,
it's
blowing
up, so why don't they blow up with it, just like they did with Mahomes?
And it might, but he won a lot of games at the early last season and fell off, and so I think people are kind of wanting to see what happens.
And
but
Mahomes didn't win that much games either.
His first game?
I'm saying he didn't win that much games as he should have, as you know what he's getting paid now. You would think he'll be like undefeated, you know, college quarterback.
Well,
you know
this year,
he'll get his ass pulled by fucking Oklahoma real quick. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, are the Bucks undefeated right now?
No, they've got.
Okay, you go.
You know, you also beat Rudolph. Rudolph was, you know, smacking Mason Mahomes Rudolph around. You know
Rudolph,
I mean?
The red nose reindeer.
Man. I mean, they had a great quarterback. Well, he wasn't even great. You know, if you hear the back end stories about how Mahomes was, he was raw. He had no, he had no professional ability. Like when he came out of college, his college coaches didn't do much for him. And yeah. getting him ready for college, they were trying to win games now.
He practiced for Pittsburgh. That's so crazy. He didn't work out with Pittsburgh, and we didn't come up.
Well, but there's no telling. So that's what the thing is. Everyone's like, oh, my God, everyone passed on Mahomes, you know, first nine teams. And I don't think he would have been the quarterback he is today if it wasn't for Andy Reid and them. Like they turned him into what he is. He wasn't that when he came out of college. I thought he was going to be a bust. I mean,
put any quarterback in that offense
and let him sit for a year, especially. I mean, you just learn, especially behind Alex Smith.
And that offensive line, man. Yeah. And the weapons. Well,
last year,
yeah.
And the weapons are the biggest thing. Yeah.
You can throw it up, you know, just throw it.
Just speaking of weapons, did y'all hear that story about Alec Baldwin? What the hell?
The actor?
Yeah. The actor. He killed somebody.
And injured another.
That was in rehab?
No, that's Stephen Baldwin, I think.
This guy's just a good actor. He's a good guy. Yeah. But it was accidental.
He's the older one.
So evidently it was supposed to be a movie prop. He's out there in New Mexico right here fucking recording a movie.
I looked that way.
Yeah, recording a movie. Right there. And,
I guess he picked up a prop gun just playing around or getting ready for the shoot or whatever.
Damn, they Brandon Lee his ass?
Dude, crazy.
Guy and hurt another.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Yeah.
But you're not supposed to have.
So it's supposed to be a prop gun. I still think if they find out that someone put live ammo in this gun, but I mean, you know,
that does not happen anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This is crazy. This is crazy.
That's murder.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, somebody screwed up. Yeah. Somebody should be getting charges for this because, and I don't want to get too far into this much because I don't want to start getting political. You know, anti-guns, pro-guns. You know,
I want to get into the weapons handling.
It was crazy.
But whoever put that gun in there. Now, I mean, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. No, New Mexico is not open carry. But somebody may have just put their gun there, and they were like, hey, pick up the prop gun, and he walked over there and just grabbed the wrong gun. Oh, yeah. I doubt it happened like that.
It's medically legalized, though, over there.
Yeah, well, starting January 1st, I think, is when it kicks off.
Recreational?
Yeah.
Ooh, Clovis is down the street. Let's go.
It is,
really, shit.
Dang. Yeah, right next door.
I mean, I don't smoke or anything, but fuck it, I'll go.
Well, that's crazy. Just go out of town to go to the casino. Yeah. I mean, I really want to go check out the Hard Rock Cafe over there. And
did you see Jenna?
Where's that at? In Santa Fe? Or was it?
No. The Hard Rock Cafe?
Where's that at?
I want to say it's in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, right? Yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe?
It's a casino,
cafe.
Ain't it? It's a casino.
Hotel. So I'm not 100% on this. I don't know too much about it.
It's like a hotel casino, right?
I saw a hotel, Hard Rock Hotel in San Antonio. Hard Rock Hotel.
There's one there?
Yeah. Well, not a casino.
I mean,
I want to go to San Antonio. Y'all niggas already went.
I love San Antonio.
Well, I haven't been in a long time. I took my kids a couple years ago. But
San Antonio.
But, so back to the guy who said we were wrong about his prediction. He's a Cardinals fan?
Yeah. Cardinals fan. Daniel said that they're supposed to be usually the prop guns are supposed to be inspected and rigged.
Yeah, but the weapons handling.
And they shouldn't even have a firing mechanism, you know.
Someone is there specifically to manage those, you know, props. Yeah. And he should be.
So what, do you think it's like some kind of conspiracy theory behind it or something?
I'll never in my life believe in any conspiracy
theory. I mean, not ever. Really. It ain't got to be no conspiracy theory, but it could just be like, look, I want you to go ahead and rig this gun up. Here's some money.
Someone knows.
We need to get rid of this guy.
Someone knows that a live bullet
was black. Blackmailing me. Let me get rid of this guy.
Yeah. Well, no, because the thing is, he shot someone who wasn't in the movie. He shot like the producer.
Yeah, cinematographer.
Cinematographer. So it wasn't, I mean, you should try to pick it up and it went off, but they shouldn't have had a firing mechanism or ammo in it. And
so, like, why was he even shooting it to begin with?
Yeah, because there's no, I mean.
At people to begin with.
And he shot evidently two people. So
I mean, I guess he's just like, you know, he's probably, you know.
So after the first bullet, did he know it was real?
Maybe it was a blank.
Oh, that's very good.
Blank. No. Boom, bullet.
No.
CC, they said they were supposed to be blanks.
Yeah, CC.
See, this reminds me of the old episode I saw of, there was one with Chucky in it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
They went and there was supposed to be red and blue bullets and they were all fakes and Chucky went in there and put the real bullets in there and they had all these kids killing each other and stuff.
Damn. What was that? Child's Play Part 2?
An early one. I'm an old man.
Yeah, it's probably like Part 2, I think.
That's what we gotta play, Russian Roulette.
We'll do it with
a paintball gun.
No, as far as like shots wise.
No, I was saying we do a paintball gun. I'm a taser.
I'll be the judge. Boom!
A beanbag. We'll do beanbags and shit.
Something that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, more news will come out on that. We'll figure that out. But Yeah, someone should. I think, I mean, not knowing everything, I'm leaning towards somebody's going to have to get some charges because someone put those live rounds in.
Yeah, someone's going to jail.
Someone knows about it.
That's messed up to put them up in it's pretty messed up to put them in that position, that situation. I mean, golly, I mean, how would you feel like to be put in that situation? You know, what if you like this is a movie prop?
Oh,
we're doing a photo
like
shoot.
Right now, let's say we brought a movie prop right here, gun, yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is badass. Oh, shit,
yeah, just dead instantly. I mean, golly, how would you feel like they just put them in that position? I would feel horrible.
I would survive the bullet that Josh shot me with. Just, you know, throw that out there. I'd walk away.
Walk away, okay.
I'd walk away. I don't know about you, Matt. I think Matt would bleed out.
Skin wound in his eye.
I don't know. My adrenaline is pretty strong, so.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, I got pretty strong adrenaline.
That makes it worse.
It does make it worse.
This brings us to the point, you know, I got shot.
I set him up.
You know, so there I was.
There comes the story.
Y'all don't want to hear that story. You don't
want to
hear that story.
No, I'm not
going to. If someone asked for that story, I
want to hear the story again because it's been a minute since I've heard the story. So I want to hear it again because it's interesting. It's like a Steven Seagal kind of type of thing.
I want to narrate the story while he reenacts it.
All right. He done heard it so many damn times.
Yeah, he's flailing away in the alley.
Yeah. I've heard about it a lot and lived through it once, and that's one too many.
So he was in the fetal position.
He wants you to reenact it. He wants you to move around.
Begging.
Long and short. For anyone who's listening, I did get shot twice. One bullet actually hit my heart. So that's July 17th, 2016. You can Google that. Lubbock, Texas, Josh Schwartz.
We can't beat this story.
It's on there. And it says I was targeted. And I was.
He was targeted.
I was, but, you know.
By somebody.
I was in a shitty lifestyle. You know, I'm out of that now. So. All good to go, but yeah, I think it was a clock actually. Clock. You know, clock shot me.
Now let me fix this camera. I feel like it's like too much to this side, ain't it?
No,
nothing's wrong with anything.
Okay. I feel like it's all over here on my rose over here. Oh.
Motivation.
Like some motivation. What's up, YouTube? I see some people watching our live feed from YouTube.
I thought you could
join in the chat. We talking sports right now. We're just doing a little bro talk right now.
There's a lot of bad things that happen.
A little funny comedy stuff. We can do some gaming talk, some sports talk. Just join us in the chat feed.
I think I heard that Wilder and Fury are doing it again. Four.
No.
Dude.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't know who
put that, but I saw like a little article. I just headlined it. I think I was just skimming through, and I thought it was like a joke. But if it's real, that's crazy.
What's that?
The Wilder and Fury 4? That's a rumor?
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way they can do that. That'd be the lowest draw pay-per-view.
No, but they go at it. You know, it was the most exciting, you know, fight, you know, in recent memory for heavyweights. Let's run that again.
Why is old boy such a bad sport though, man? The other dude's coming over, you know, talking to him, hey man, you know, put it all beside and you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think he apologized.
Just kind of like that clout. He just wanted to get that clout chasing type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I think he just had too much on his back, that pressure. He just.
Just snapped a little bit. Just let it loose a little bit.
I really thought he was going to win and lost. Because I do that all the time. You know, I'm playing perfectly on the game. Just snapped out. You guys do something really horrible like usual. And
snapped out, got knocked out. That's what happens.
Both of them are bad sports. Both of these guys are bad sports. And I'm going to tell you how. First, I'm going to go and dive in deeper than Josh. Being a bad sport. Okay. When he dies, he gets mad at the guy that killed him. This goes for both of y'all.
For me too, dude.
Y'all get mad at the way they killed y'all and just go off on him for the way he killed y'all. Knowing we do the exact same thing if it was the other way around. You would.
So you would
go in on the guy, call him really bad names. I'm not gonna say on here.
So not one time
clap them cheeks, boys.
Yes,
that's clocking him. Yes,
I
all this goddamn
claps cheeks, boy. My bad, yeah.
When they kill you and you're not, when they kill you, it could be with. It's more mad.
That's more mad. Now I was on a bad sport and I quit. And
you've
I
done
quit.
It recently. That's why I'm.
What I get mad about?
I'm
remember the what?
I'm just saying. I think you were mad about someone grabbing like the flag or something. Like
what?
I haven't watched a flag grabbing a long
time. I'm just saying.
Oh, he was camping the flag.
Camping the flag. He gets mad. I'm like, Josh, you're the number one camping flag
I ever had. No, I get the flag. I don't camp the flag. He just sat there in the corner where he could just see the flag.
You saw the end of it, and I'm like. Josh, come on.
I get
Matt does it. I think Matt does it worse than anybody, though.
Yeah.
What do I do? Camp the flag?
You would die in a way that you would also kill that person.
Yeah, it's because it's just crazy to me. Like,
but it bothers you so bad.
But like, if I kill that way, it's like it's still crazy to me the way I killed that person. But well, it's like
you'll get mad at a guy for. Camping a house.
Oh, yeah.
But then you camp a house and kill the whole team, and then you're like, ha, guy, they didn't know I was in here.
Yeah. I'm a hypocrite. Especially when it comes to gaming, I'm a hypocrite. We got to be. I mean, that's the only way
when you get strong
to
survive.
You don't got to be a hypocrite.
I mean, but it's just that's just the way we ease our mind. That's what we game for, to ease our mind. We got to sometimes relieve that stress at the game and at the person that killed you.
You got to see it from my point of view. When I hear it and I see it, and I'm just like,
Now how they have the Warzone lobbies right now, I think it's pretty evened out. So it's like now I'm not getting so mad at the way people kill me because I could tell it's legit skill that got killed by. Not somebody who's fucking running around with strike packs and Cronus users and shit, you know.
Hey, so Zizi said people are commenting on the Gamer Daddy's page and we're not seeing it.
Oh, okay. Well, go to the Gamer Daddy's page.
But also K-Loke is the worst saying that someone is hacking. Kayla think it's always a hacker.
I think Cece said no mames. Oh, she said, tell Josh to tell us about the Mormons. Whenever they brought out the Vaseline and the banana.
Son of a gun. No, this is real.
Some tape.
What happened?
Bro, listen to this shit. So this is a real thing. Mormons. So this is a real thing.
I'm friends with Mormons.
So Mormons can't have sex, right? Of course, yeah. You know, that's their whole deal until they're married.
Or drink Cokes.
Okay, and so they have a thing. Or and
drink
they,
Coke. Yeah. They can't drink no Cokes.
It's called soaking.
What?
Okay, it's called soaking, and then you have jump soaking, okay?
Mm. Josh is smiling because he's done it before.
No, I would need one of you to help me jump soak, though.
But I'm down.
This is what soaking is. Please? Soaking, so the act of sex, I'm good.
Okay.
The act of sex, I guess, to them is you have to, you know, be actually getting after it. You know, moving your hips, doing something.
Like body rubbing.
Something. So they do this thing called soaking where the guy will just insert himself into the girl and they'll just be there.
Hey, let me pull up the Gamer Daddy's live feed.
Yeah, right. Dude.
And
so he just is going to...
He just puts inserts. It stays.
He just goes in.
But if he starts thrusting, that's sex and that's a sin.
That's like popping a boner, right?
Yeah. Now, yeah. And I'm spent. But look, there's a thing called jump soaking.
You thrusting. You're throwing
you
her
can't
around.
Do shit. No, no, no. You can't move. If you move, that's sex and you're a sinner. And I have Eric come over here and work my hips for me. I'm not moving myself. Eric's giving it all he's got, pushing me. Or sometimes they say that they'll get under the bed. The guy and the girl get on top of each other and insert. No moving, because that's not sex. If you're just there, it's not sex to them. Someone get under the bed and rock the shit out of the bed.
Yeah, because they're not moving. They're not moving. They're not mentally saying that they're
if
moving.
If you were Mormon, $80, I'd do it.
Yeah, but yeah, I was like, man.
I'd rock the shit out of that bed.
I'd really like you to get right behind me and just grip my hips, man.
What's up, Corey? I see you in the YouTube chat.
And just really get after it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man,
that's crazy, right?
Actually, I was going through the Netflix. Like,
that cannot be true. What he just said just now.
Yeah, it's true.
That is for the audience.
No, because there's this thing that Gwyneth Paltrow came out with. You know, Pepper Potts.
No plays Pepper Potts.
She came out with this Netflix special. It's called Sex, Love, and Goop, or Gooping Goop. It's a Sex, Love, and Goop. Oh, so like they get sexual pleasure just by the way things feel against them. Like she pulls out like these a bunch of chains and they just like rub it against it, and it's supposed to make them have orgasms and stuff. So it's just kind of like that. That's what that reminded me of.
Well, no,
he's
so,
like, I got
no, right. No. It's something totally different. So we
look at Josh. That's
no. It's funny.
Just reminded me of that.
But so we're rated G 99.9% of the time, right? Like, you know, we're good. You know, we might say cuss word here and there. Well, my nephew, who, Dominic, how's it going, man? Love you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for the thumbs up. He just started watching 2 minutes ago.
Coming in hot.
So he came in hot on either the soaking or the or whatever you were just talking about. So we might want to jump off topic on that.
All right.
How's it going, Domino?
What's up, Domino?
Oh, man. Anyways, Josh, I mean, you might want to get that check. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I wish I would turn the thing.
Go ahead and let you know. This is brought to you by Cashmere Outside. Cashmere Outside. How about that?
What Gamer Daddy's on Facebook?
I hope girl's paying you to say that.
No, she's not. That's why I'm doing the copyright infringement blocker by saying Cashmere, not Cashmere Outside. You know, shit
tastes
like that.
Overrated. Tell them.
It's pretty good. It's actually pretty good. You know, it's actually pretty juicy. It's a little hoppy and not too hoppy. I had some IPAs that are pretty fucking strong. So
juicy. Yeah. If I look at that can, it says 100% no juice.
I did stand up for the first time since last time, and
how'd you do? How do you feel you did?
Well, the first time I went to Bar PM, and it was like with a bunch of like white kind of people, you know, like more uptight kind of people. I don't know. Other than that, it was my first time, and then I had my jokes beside me on the stool, so I was like having to look down to remember what the fuck I was saying, but then. You know, I was kind of broke, so I couldn't afford no beer to get into that flow. You know, I was just there. Timothy was like, go. And I was like, all right, I'll go. Fuck it.
I went. Timothy was there?
No, he wasn't. He just told me to go. And I was like, all right, I'll show up. So I showed up. And then my boy Joey, who owns La Chavena and Culture Lounge, he told me to go ahead and do a stand-up over there at the Culture Lounge because it's open mic night that night, too. Mm-hmm. And so I went and did that and got to smoke a little bit and then drink a little bit. And, you know, by that time I was already in my flow, you know what I'm saying? I already seen some other comedians go. And I remember this one guy, he was talking about Larry the Cucumber and Bob the Tomato and, you know, them little Christian VeggieTales. And he was all like, he's talking about like something about getting crucified and stuff like that. He was kind of a suicidal comedian kind of guy. But I was like, when I went up there, I was told him, I said, I don't know what that he was talking about, but if we had Larry the Cucumber, we're going to chop him up and put some tajin and sal and limon. You know, it just kind of just rolled with that, and I kind of felt better in my flow at that second stand-up, so it was pretty good. Who we got on there?
Oh, Anthony was just saying that he only liked TC for like 3 years.
He only liked who?
He's making fun of Brandon. He's making fun of Brandon.
All right.
That's funny. Yeah. And I don't know why he was a big TCU fan, Brandon. I don't know why he did. I don't know.
Are Brandon? Or?
No. It's
yeah, because Brandon ain't no football fan at all. I don't think.
O'Reilly's Brandon.
Yeah, but he watched the Cowboys game.
Did he?
Right when it finished. Man, that was closed on Facebook. I was like, all right.
He was probably talking about him and Amanda.
What?
He probably was like, I think I'm pregnant. Oh, wait, no, that was close. He put his
foot. So we've got all the pizza. You don't say anything over there?
Man, I got Corey on YouTube. He said, GG's.
Corey, I haven't played with Corey in
so long. I know,
so
it's like he's just busy, too busy for us.
Corey.
I mean, he hops on, but he gets on with his cousin most of the time. And he also said Fury all the way, so.
Not that guy.
Yeah,
pal.
Yeah, it would be, right? Fury, so,
speaking of boxing, what about this Gervonta Davis fight? You think it's going to be just a cold-blooded win for Gervonta Davis, or you think he's going to have a matchup with this next one?
Who's he fighting?
I pulled that up. That's something I...
Sergio or something like that?
I really doubt that he even... I think he stepped down in competition on this fight, to be honest with you.
No way.
Yeah, from going from who he fought last to who he's fighting now.
I mean, but this could be somebody he's given a chance to, upcome, what I'm saying?
He's just trying to build his record. And yeah. I don't like what, you know, boxers do nowadays as far as they build their record first and they won't fight anybody.
Yeah,
that's,
that the whole thing's crazy.
Legit. I mean, go to Dana White. He'll put you in with the best real quick. Fucking four fights in, you're going to fight for the belt. And he's going to put you in and see what you're all made of if you win. You know, boxing, you know, they always want to protect their record and, you know, pad their stats, as you would say.
Also, Dork Productions in the house on YouTube.
Dork Productions.
Anybody want to do a podcast, hit up Dork Productions. Look them up on Facebook, Instagram, anything.
Top of the line equipment, I'm telling you. It's
If you want to see some of their videos, go look up Kid Fix's music and stuff like that. Well, he's not got my Kid Fix no more. He's Fixed now. P-H-I-X. Go sit, look at Daniel's work from Dork Productions. And look at this work. It's just amazing. I'm glad he's able to do this for us. And if anybody wants to become somebody, this is the place to do it.
Yeah, this is awesome, man. Very, 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 very classy. Very professional. And I mean, no one's got better equipment. I mean, someone might be able to match it, you know, but no one's gonna have better. This is all you need.
This is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Josh, I was gonna tell you, Josh. What about you doing stand up? You know, we have, you know, shout out, you know, Kimothy Caleb.
About you doing stand up? I need to bring you with me one time.
I've already, you know, stepped my foot in there.
I know, but we need to go together. I think we need to do like this duo to where we can make fun of people and shit in the crowd. Like, I think we can do that. Just feed off of each other, or we just go solos. We could just do our own thing.
My roasting is just different.
I don't know. I can usually go off of, you know, I can usually just follow. I can usually just follow it. Like, I just have the talent to follow.
Josh, tells a good story. So I'm like, man, if he, you know, put some, you know, skits together, you know, they could deliver that and nail it as far as, you know.
Yeah. So I got close to trying it one time.
It's hard. I'll tell you that.
I wouldn't expect that, you know, it wouldn't be hard. I expect it to be hard. I was watching a video
until he rubs it out
from Clock. He was doing one. He's about to go up or whatever. And some guy was up there just telling jokes, and no one in the whole place was even paying any attention to him.
Yeah,
and I was like,
you didn't want to feel like that. It just happens.
I would like to do stand up if I knew that the little place wherever you're doing this open mic, whatever it is. That they were going to actually, you know, like there's not four other things for them to focus on at that time.
So you're saying the right crowd, you would do it. The right crowd?
No, not the right crowd. The right, you know, just like, so.
If RPM, only, you need to go do it over there.
If the only thing going on that night was the stand-up comedy, okay, then yeah. I'm going to try it. But like this situation, it looked like the stage this guy was on was like on the side stage, and everyone's sitting facing this way, like watching a band or something.
No.
I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you see, the bad thing about doing open mics is that they do it during the week, and it's just so hard for somebody like me or even Josh, because we have to get up in the morning and we go and do that. Like we just don't have the time. We want to rest.
I get up at night, supposedly.
So. Ooh, fucking vampire.
but that was one of the scariest things I've ever experienced. It was doing open mic,
right? Yeah, stage fright.
My legs were shaking, and no one could tell. My legs were literally like in shake mode, like
sweating.
When someone says it was like fear, and it was going through my body. Like, oh my gosh!
I don't really.
But once you got up there and did a little bit, you felt better, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, of course. Hell yeah.
Yeah! But when I was barely getting like, hello. You know, it was like, I'm Johnny Cash. You know, it was
I don't know. I don't usually have that. I'm pretty good. I like the attention. I've always liked the crowds. I remember when I was way back in high school, we were doing a homecoming pep rally. They wanted the quarterback to do a big speech for the homecoming, for the pep rally. And he was a real shy guy. And he was like, I'm not doing that now. And they're like, yeah, eventually he will. Well, we walk out for the pep rally. He's like, he's not doing it. I had no preparation. They're like, Josh, you want to do it? I was like, fuck yeah, man. I walked up there not had a clue what I was about to say. And I walked over the rocks and the whole place, going crazy. You're going to do the dang thing. You know, it's pretty cool. But the crowd didn't really bother me. I would like to be good enough to be able to have like two jokes lined up. And then based off of how the crowd reacts on the first one, then know which way to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't have that yet. And so, I mean, I guess you're not going to until you do it. But
see, what you were saying about, you know, how you got, you know, on the mic and, you know, you just, you know, blurted out whatever. And see, with the whole comedy thing, you have to be funny and say a joke that, you know, like, that's coming at you, and unless you're gonna copy someone else's joke, you know.
I just don't get what it means to write a joke. The only thing I could do is just say funny shit.
What I'm saying is different from getting just talking. Talking. It's like, I can get on the mic and talk to a crowd, and you know, whatever. I think I can. I had trouble earlier.
Well, see, Caleb says that I have good setups. I just don't. I just don't have the joke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I don't know what you mean. Like, what the fuck? I said some funny shit. I said I stepped on my fucking nuts one time. I sat on my nuts one time. That was pretty funny, I thought.
If he's saying you're missing the joke, he's saying you're not funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, but go ahead and pull up the games for this week so we can kind of, because we only got, what, 10 minutes left?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start getting to some of the predictions.
Okay, I'm down to get into some predictions.
I am 9-2, by the way. I am the big winner of
9-2, 12-4.
The big wiener.
Last week.
He's a big winner. But how many? What you got? What's his record right now?
Eric's 9-4. I mean 9-2. I'm 12-4. Jeez. And you're 5-3. Even though, wait a minute, I don't know who I picked for the Steelers game.
Hmm.
I picked Steelers.
You didn't though. You didn't pick nobody.
Yeah, but you'll be 5-4, actually, Matt, and Eric will be 10-2.
God damn it.
And then I'll be whoever I picked, either one up or one down, or I may not have picked it.
I don't think you picked it.
Okay.
CC said, what bill are you riding on, god damn it? Yeah, I'll pull it up. It's all ripped up envelope and shit. This is Hood News, Channel 2-3. This is Dadrian Thomas.
Corey?
Yeah, Corey. Yeah, he's on there. Yeah.
You remember Corey?
No, I remember Corey. What was his name on the game?
Corey? Now it's not that guy pal.
Not that guy pal, but
before
he used to be.
That, it was Hi, I'm Hungry Young Dad.
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, no. Okay, I knew Corey. I thought y'all talking about like back in the day, like Fortnite time frame, like Corey.
Corey played Fortnite also.
Hey, y'all added me back to this group or what?
I don't know.
Joe Cash left the group. I don't know. How did I end up back in the gamer group?
Joe Cash left the group. Joe
Cash. So what do we got here?
Oh.
Okay. Predictions. Yeah. Predictions. Here we go.
Let's get
into this. Let me go ahead and move this out of the way so we can see.
Put predictions for the people watching also. So
yeah. Pull up your predictions on your phone so you can see.
Well, hopefully they would tell us what they have. You know, as far as when we talk about this, let's see who they have. You know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Trying to see because, and I want to find when the Cardinals lose, man. Because I need the Cardinals to lose one or two games before they play Dallas. I need them to lose one or two before they play Dallas.
I don't know.
That's not going to happen. I think they're going to go undefeated all the way.
Out of nowhere, fucking missed the playoffs last year, or what did they do? Missed playoffs or wild card loss?
Kingsbury. I mean, look, they got the Texans Nets. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Oh my god, yeah, they're going undefeated, dude.
No, they're not going undefeated because they play Dallas. In Dallas.
Ooh, wait, Dallas.
I think Cardinals are going undefeated, bro.
Field advantage. I have.
Have you ever seen the Rowdy Reds?
This year is going to be.
The Rowdy what?
The Rowdy Reds.
I wonder where'd they get that from, Josh? I don't know.
Cardinals in the Bucks this year.
No, Rowdy Rash. I don't know.
Write that down. That's my Super Bowl prediction. What Cardinals in the Bucks.
So I can guarantee you that's not going to happen because they're both.
Okay.
They're both NFC.
All right, they're both NFC. So we're going to lose to we're going to go
each other.
I said, then who's going to be on that side? It's going to be the Rams.
We should have corrected him. We should have just bet him right there.
No bet. Correct me. Yeah, y'all know I'm barely getting back into it. So
you got you can go Rams, but I mean,
I'm not going Rams. But who's all on over there? Chiefs.
There's not the Bills.
Well, Chiefs ain't gonna go. Or the Chiefs might go.
So everyone's expecting the Chiefs to get back on track and start going, looking normal. But I don't. They're not gonna.
Daniel, you don't mind us going a little bit of time over, don't you? You don't mind.
Because we gotta talk about this.
He don't mind us going a little bit of time over. He already told you from when we first started.
Rams. It's mine. Mine's Dallas and the Bills. It's going to be just like the last two Super Bowl, but somebody's a stupid.
All right, I want Cardinals and Chiefs then.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go with Chiefs because that's my partner right there. He's a big Chiefs fan. So he was a Chiefs fan before all these Cowboys fans turned to Chiefs fans. So
Steelers are going, please.
Buccaneers and Pittsburgh.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
You say Dallas.
Caleb said, where's the sports talk?
You say Dallas.
We talking.
So maybe next year when... maybe next year when Aaron Rodgers plays for the Steelers. Hey, anyone who's listening,
Daniel said it, we're good on going over. So,
anyone that's listening, have y'all heard about the odds of Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh next year?
He's not going to be the
quarterback. I guarantee it. I guarantee Aaron Rodgers will be the.
I thought he was going to go to the Broncos.
So that's
you think the Broncos have paid just enough to get him there? You don't think
he'll go? I don't think he'll go because when you're that old, why are you going to go and lose?
What do you mean?
So you go to Pittsburgh.
You're talking about Pittsburgh being a badass team.
Pittsburgh's got a really good defense. Juju Smith-Schuster will be back. The Broncos don't have shit. Von Miller just got hurt. Bad. I mean, you don't go to a team like he saw what Tom Brady did. Yeah. And he was like, I want that. I want to go to a place that, hey, I want this guy. I want that guy. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers is on some drugs or something.
Antonio Brown? No.
He looks like he's like on some Oxycontin or something.
No. I'm talking about Pittsburgh. When he says Aaron Rodgers, like, I want.
Aaron Rodgers look like he's on something? Like, he hanging out with that dude, Miles Davis. What's his name? Miles, the one from Project X. He played that Project X movie. Something Miles or whatever. Yeah, I think he was. You know, I seen pictures of him like out there in the lake. Yeah, he looks stronger. Like,
maybe drunk, but
I don't know. His eyes were like really wide, like they were really wide, like shroomed out wide. But speaking of drugs, did you hear about the kicker who got drug tested for the Jaguars game after they kicked that 53?
What happened? He got drug tested.
He got drug tested the next day.
And then
he came out clean.
He's just kicking game winners now.
Yeah,
right?
It came out negative.
But oh,
is that crazy? Yeah,
That's sorry. We'll slap that at you real quick. Let's see what the fuck he's working with.
The Jacksonville guy just kicked a 50-something yard for the win. Let's test that guy.
Let's see what's underneath that hood.
Test him real quick. It's almost 54. Let's test him.
That's not even that bad. Now, if he kicked like a 64, you know what I mean?
But why? I mean, why? Jaguars were 0-5, and now they it's the first game. Why do that?
I'll fucking test his ass if he.
Do you think they just boosted him so they could get that win? What they think?
No, it may honestly been just a random test. It just came out funny.
Yeah,
I'll never forget though. There's one time.
Yeah, because it could have been a bunch of other players tested. The only one that made headlines was right.
They do test every week, but I remember this one time. What's his name? It's a real. We just traded him. I think he plays for the Jaguars now. It's a weird name. Ouzier, the quarterback, cornerback from the Cowboys.
Okay,
I think it was him. He took an angle on some guy. Some guy had the edge, and he was gone. Okay. Out of nowhere, Ouzier he ran like 25 miles an hour or something. Just a crazy speed. Caught him. Next day, random drug test, baby.
Damn.
But he also passed. But when they see somebody, they're like, hey, let's see what's under the old hood here.
Oh, no, this is your phone. I was like thinking this was my phone. So my bad. I forgot. Right, I don't have a little bubble head or nothing like that.
What have you been doing?
We haven't got to the pics yet, man.
I've been messaging everybody. But let's go ahead and get to that.
We've been just on the screen for like 20 minutes. I just took it off. No, it's y'all's fault. We're supposed to get to the pics and then we just stopped.
No.
It's all good.
I think this is frozen.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back. Okay, we're gonna start from the top, and we're gonna go from the Washington and Packers. I'm going for Packers on that one. The odds are Green Bay to win by 8.
That's the spread. Yeah,
The spread is 8.
Yeah, I think the Packers.
That's a clear cut win then.
So should we start going pick them and take the spread?
We should not. Do spreads at all. Just off your head.
No spreads.
Who you think is better.
No, read it to us.
No, we should not because Josh.
We should go by how many points or what?
Vegas points by.
No, I'm saying.
He should have that already in his head.
No, I'm saying. Should we pick who's going to win by the spread or not? Who's just going to win the game.
But you also go by the spread to see who's going to win. Because it gives you kind of hints. You need. Let's do this just on our own.
All right, let's go. Okay.
Let's just go on our own. No help from the spread.
No spread. Okay. KC. All right.
What about you, Eric, real quick?
I'll block the spreads with the chat log.
Packs.
Okay.
All right. You going with the Packs? I'm going with Packs as well. Chiefs and Titans. I'm definitely going Chiefs.
Okay, you're going Chiefs. Go ahead, Eric.
Let's go Titans.
Damn it. Yeah, I'm going Titans.
All right. Falcons and Dolphins.
I'm going Falcons.
I'm going Falcons.
I'm going Falcons too.
Okay.
We got Jets and Patriots.
Pats.
Yeah, Patriots for sure.
Pats.
All right.
Panthers and the Giants.
Panthers.
Giants. Oh, shit. That's a hard game to pick. That's a hard game to pick.
What's the spread on
it? No, we're not watching
spread. We're not watching spread.
Is
because the Panthers just played with Jaguars, right? And they just lost to Jaguars.
Panthers didn't lose Jags.
Okay, then switch mine. I'm going Panthers.
All right, I'll go Giants. All right.
Bengals and Ravens. Ravens.
I'm going Bengals.
Okay.
I'm going Ravens.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Bengals, yeah. I'm going for Ravens, though.
Ravens or Ravens.
Eagles and Raiders. I'm going Raiders.
Yep.
Then we got Lions and Rams. My bad. Porter, what you got?
Let me go Eagles.
You go Eagles? Okay. Eagles. All right. I remember Andy Reid used to be at the Eagles.
Yeah.
All right. We got Lions and Rams.
Rams. Some should be
Rams. Yeah, that's going to be easy. Rams. Yeah, you already know.
Rams.
That's Cardinals, Texans. Cardinals, easy.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Yeah.
Bucks and Bears. Bucks, easily.
That's not easily.
It is easily, bro. What?
I'm going to still go Bucks. I'm going to have to go Bucks.
The Bears just lost to
the Packers.
The Packers, yeah. But, like, pretty bad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the Packers are just
like Aaron Rodgers, like, I own you.
The Packers are the third best team in the NFC. You got Cardinals, Cowboys, Packers.
Oh.
But we're all going.
But the Bears with Bucks, the Bears ain't going to stand a chance to get the Bucks. If they didn't stand a chance to get the Packers.
Yeah, I think I'm going Bucks still too.
So this one right here, this is my rival team. The Niners is our rival team for the Seahawks, but they're going against the Colts, and that's going to be a good one. So I want the Colts to win that one. I want them to win.
I'm going with the Niners.
But the Niners, I'm going for Niners too.
I'm going Colts.
Well, put me on Colts then. Fuck it. What else am I going to lose? I'm already fucking in the end.
You're behind Josh.
He's almost a losing record.
Saints and Hawks on Monday Night Football. Prime time, baby. Saints are going to win, but put me on there for put me on there for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Put me on there for the Hawks. I have to. It's my team. I have to, whether we win or lose, Hawks, whether I know we're going to lose. The Saints are good. Yeah, pretty good this year.
Well, they're okay. They're like really good and then really bad and then really good and then really bad.
I mean, they're good enough to beat us.
Where's it at?
Where's that game at?
In Hawks Field.
In Seahawks. Tough man.
I'm gonna go Seahawks.
Okay.
Going Seahawks.
What's up, Butter? I see you, Butter.
Go Seahawks.
Look at that.
I see you, DJ Nate. I see you, DJ Nate 806.
What other game we got going?
What else?
That's it. Now Monday night. We ended it with Monday night. Okay. That was it. We ended it with Monday night. I'm pretty nervous about that game, but we need a win, dude. We can't be going 2-5.
Man, yeah. Hell yeah. Dallas, if you go 2-5, you're Dallas is lucky that they got a bye week at this opportune time right now.
Yeah, that was good.
They lucked out. Man.
This just ain't going to be our year. I'm just going to have to wait till next year and see what we got next year because –
Have they said anything on Russell yet? How long he's gonna be out?
They said 6 to 8 weeks, but
that's out of there.
But what if Gino can win some games?
But I just hope Russell will be back for the 49ers game because I got a bet, and if I lose, I have to put that jersey on if we lose.
So. Well, I mean, just compare quarterbacks to quarterbacks. Geno Smith is about as good as
a backup gets.
I'm talking about the Saints quarterback
as a backup.
Jameis Winston.
Okay. I
mean, who's better?
They're about to.
Coin flip, man.
But it's not. It's the defense. It's not about Geno Smith. Geno Smith's good.
He's a fumbler, but. Way more confidence right now at this point.
Well, because he's starting right now. He's been starting, right?
Take away six games from this year, and just take Geno Smith from the Buccaneers, what you've had, and you're going to say Geno Smith is garbage and shouldn't even be in the NFL. He threw 5 touchdowns in week 1. Everyone thinks he's some sort of.
Yeah.
Headbanger. He's not.
Geno Smith?
Yeah, no. Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston.
He's not good.
He's better than Geno Smith?
No.
I guarantee you, Geno.
No, he's not.
I guarantee you, Jameis Winston has more interceptions career than Geno.
But Geno didn't even get to play in the league that long anyway.
I would say this then. Jameis Winston has more interception percentage. Per how much he throws.
It's because of the games he's played. I don't think.
Jameis throws picks, man. He throws picks.
And Geno just fumbles. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't ever tuck the ball when he runs. He holds it out. And that's what they need to train. They need to teach his ass to tuck that fucking ball if you're going to run.
But to be honest with you, T.J. Watt makes everybody fumble. He's tied for the most fumbles right now in the league right now.
It's because he form tackles. He has a form tackle.
He swipes the ball when he tackles. Yeah. He swipes the ball.
He's a form tackler.
He learned that
from middle school.
From the best, James Harrison. You know.
No, he learned that from middle school. And you learned that shit from high school.
And he was coached under Joey Porter.
But that was until later. He learned to be a player. The only reason why he got to where he was started from high school.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying player. I'm saying swiping at the ball.
Well, he learned that from high school.
Who's Blue Suede Zulu?
He does form tackle. Okay. He wraps his arms around and swipes the ball. That's a form tackle.
He's going for the ball first thing.
I don't know.
Didn't you see the punches that he threw? The one that he got flagged for? He's punching the ball.
He was trying to punch the ball, but
it looks like he's fucking swinging at someone's head.
He was punching him in the head.
Trying to take someone out.
I mean, he was punching him in the head. He wasn't punching at the ball at that period. He was already swinging. But, like, you ain't going to hit the ball. You didn't get the ball after the first punch. Why do you keep punching 10 more times?
From the top end.
Come on, dude. The fucking ball, you stand still. Everybody's at a standstill, and he's still trying to punch and punch and punch. And, like, come on.
This is my argument that he is not form tackling.
He is a form tackler. He is a form tackler. Because how many other people do you see form tackle? Everybody arm tackles.
Hey, I saw Grandy Gregory form tackle the shit out of Matt Jones this weekend on that sack. That was sick. That was one of the best sacks I've seen in a long time.
Damn, I didn't get to see that. He hit it pretty hard.
He had no clue what's coming.
But T.J. Watt is a badass player, though. And I give him that. And I like that because that's what it takes to win games.
He's not bad.
That's what it takes to win games. Because if it wasn't for him, they would have not won that game.
He's not bad.
And if it wasn't for DK Metcalf trying to be a hero, probably would have got that game.
It ended up working out because they got the field goal anyway.
What happened was supposed to happen.
We didn't get the field goal because it fumbled.
No, he fumbled, but the
Geno Smith fumbled.
No, that was later on in the game. The fumble that they're talking about with DK was before regulation. Mm-hmm. There was 10 seconds left. He didn't step out. He fumbled, but his own guy recovered it. They go back. They snap. They spike the ball with 1 second, but then they went back and said that they're going to check out the last play. And it was all kinds of weird.
Because he had the call to check the last play. So whenever he gets that call, that's when time is supposed to stop. So they say run the clock back to 3 seconds.
Yeah, but it was one or three, whatever. Yeah. It was going to happen either way.
So, man.
But anyway, I guess that's got to be it, guys. We're already 8 minutes over. Is he here still?
No, he's gone.
Okay, I just wanted to wait on
this. Yeah, we're ready to go. So thank you guys for tuning in to Gamer Daddy's podcast. Okay. I'm Fat Matt.
And thanks, Weavy, again for letting us use the video. That was awesome.
Yeah, Weavy. Thank you, Weavy. Shout out.
I am Porterhouse.
Porterhouse.
Everything melodrama. Josh over here.
And thank you to Dork Productions for letting us do this.
Dork Productions. Shout out.
Cue the music.
Cue the music. Top one.
That was good.